Evens and Electronics of Holloway, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Field Dress Fertilizer, Fiesta City Liquor of Montevideo, FM Bank of Granite Falls, and Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison.
Welcome back to the Swift County Fair here in Appleton. Paul Ramel here in the commercial building on a beautiful Friday. With me is Swift County Fair Board member Tim Bakken. Tim's been strolling the fairgrounds, working hard today. We got Doug Oldman to our left here, Tim. He's fantastic.
Yeah, I've worked with Doug for many years when I was working at the TV station, and so he's doing a presentation right now on America 250 years.
Yep, it's excellent, too. He's one knowledgeable guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he interacts with the crowd, and that's what's fun, because he's tossing candy to kids of all sizes and ages. Yeah, so they're having a good time over there.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, he's got three presentations tomorrow also, I think, at noon.
Yep.
What does it say on here?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Doug Oldman will be here?
Noon, 2, and 4.
Okay. Yeah, if you can catch that, Doug's on one end of the, right next to us here in the commercial building, so a good guy.
Another thing that he's got is a display of his metal detecting artifacts that he's found through the years.
Amazing.
And there's four items there. If you can name two of them, you might win a free book.
And I failed at it.
Well, yeah.
Did you fail at it, too?
Four of them I struck out. Didn't know what they were. But when he told us what they were, then it totally made total sense.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, Doug Oldman, check him out here in the commercial building tomorrow for sure. So, Tim, what's happening on this Friday here at the fair, and what do we got? We got to talk about a major change on tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, tonight, Great Frontier Bull Riding's coming up at 6:30. Got to get in there and watch the guys ride the bulls. It was pretty crazy last year to watch it. So we had to bring them back again for another run.
Okay. Just strictly bull riding.
Bull riding, yeah. Okay. I mean, there's young kids, that local kids, I think especially from Clontarf, they're actually riding the bulls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
all right. What else?
And Firehouse. I just left the building where the main stage is set up. Firehouse is all set to go. Got their backdrops and everything set up, so they'll be on the main stage at 9 tonight.
Okay, and I was listening to a little sound check they were doing. They sound pretty good.
Yeah, I think you'll definitely hear them tonight.
Yeah.
You might hear them in Madison. You never know.
That's right.
And then the closing out with Midflight. They're a band out of Sauk Center or Sauk Rapids or somewhere over there.
Okay.
So they're going to set up on the second stage, and then as soon as Firehouse is done,
you just turn around.
Say about 10:30, they'll play till the place is closed down.
Okay. Yeah, so big things happening at Chuck Brown Building and Swift County Fair tonight.
Yep.
How about tomorrow, Tim? What do we got going on?
Boy, we got a whole list of stuff. It starts at 8 a.m. 4-H has tons of shows. I guess the best way to look it up is get online and look at SwiftCountyFair.org and look at the schedule, because there is tons of stuff. The only thing, major thing we got going on Saturday is a change with Sammy Kershaw. Not going to be here, so we're bringing in the band Exile.
Oh.
Yeah, and the routing worked perfect because they were leaving Iowa, heading towards Duluth, had Saturday open.
How lucky is that?
Very lucky.
Oh, wow, and to get a quality band like that.
Yeah.
So they were at the Iowa State Fair today.
Yes. And they're traveling through, they're probably coming right through town tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were heading to Duluth, so they're going to stop. And they were here in 2018 and played on a Thursday night on the main stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
That was back when they were celebrating 50 years. Now they're celebrating over 60 years of playing music.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Maynard's been playing some of their songs on the air today, so get familiar with them.
Yeah, I think they had maybe 10 number one hits or something like that back in the day.
So that's Saturday night at 9 o'clock in the Chuck Brown Building then.
Yeah, and then Ruckus, the band out of Fargo, is going to close the night. They'll start at 10:30 or so and close the place down on Saturday.
Hey, let's not miss the Swift County Rib Fest and craft beer tasting.
Oh, 3 o'clock. I think you've been there.
I've been there.
Oh, boy.
I'll be there early.
Yeah, I think they got 9 teams that cook up ribs, and you buy a 9 ticket, I think it is, for $25, and you get to taste all the ribs and vote for the best of the best.
Yep, and it's great ribs. Let me tell you, every one of those pit masters are amazing.
Yeah, it's tough to choose the number one. I don't know how they do it, but somebody's got to win.
Yep, it looks like great weather for it, so I think we're going to be okay.
The weather for the last 5 days has been perfect.
Yeah, perfect. That's right. So that's kind of other things happening as well. On Saturday, the carnival opens at 1 o'clock Saturday. And, boy, the carnival's been busy out there in the evening especially.
Yeah, I haven't been on a ride yet. I don't know if I will, but can't get spun around circles too many times.
No.
So I'm done.
That's right. And then Sunday, the last day of the fair, of course, the big car show. I've been talking to Daryl and Jason about that. That starts at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's something that we started here a few years ago. So that starts at 10, goes 3. And then a band out of Fargo is going to come down and play from noon to 3, the front fenders. So they play, you know, 50s, 60s type music. So that's always a great addition to a car show.
Okay, and then you're going to recognize the Farm family at 12:45 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. A lot of activities going on there.
All right. And the carnival opens on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then the fair is, you have a raffle drawing, I hear. Huh?
Raffle, yeah. We got a cash raffle drawing. Everybody's selling tickets for that, so it's $20 a chance. And I think it starts at $2,500 or something like that, and goes down to, there's 21 chances, I think, to win. So I've got a few tickets left myself to sell.
All right. Awesome. I'll buy one from you.
All right.
All right, so come on over to the Swift County Fair. A lot of things going on, Tim, and anything else you want to mention?
Malt wagon's open.
I mean, yeah.
Don't have to give Paul a hint on
no,
that
No, don't
one.
You don't have to tell me about that. They do a great business, don't they?
Oh, man, that wagon. And all the vendors, the food.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just a lot of different kinds of food,
different
too. Yesterday I stopped by the church booth there, and that was an amazing meal, too. So.
Yeah, I stopped at I had my roast beef commercial yesterday at the Zion Lutheran Church. Man, that is like a number one stop for me.
Yeah, Maynard's number one stop, too, is a roast beef commercial. So
I mean, that's a full meal deal right there.
Right.
That's all you need.
I got to ask a question, though. When you come into town, there's hundreds of campers out there. Who are those people? What, mostly workers or what?
Well, yeah, it's all sorts of people. A lot of 4-H families are camping here.
Oh, that's what it is.
Because, you know, you got people coming in from Kirkwood and the other side of the county. So we've got 152 sites that are full electricity and water. And then we have all, you know, general camping for people who don't have a site.
Right.
You can just bring your own generator and fill up your water tank, and we still have spots for you to camp.
Wow. Yeah, it's quite the sight. It's like its own city out there.
Yeah, it's quite a sight to see that.
All right, Tim, thanks a lot for filling us in again. Appreciate it. And once again, stop by the commercial building. Stop by our Q92 booth. Register for some prizes. And stop by and say hi. We'd love to visit with you. So, Tim, have a great rest of your fair. You look tired, though.
Oh, just go all the time, you know? As long as you keep the wheels moving, you're okay.
Yeah, the fair board does an outstanding job here at Swift County. And how long you been on the fair board?
22 years.
22 years.
Yeah. And it's you know, the fair board, friends of the fair, but also all the volunteers that help in all these different departments. I don't know how many people we have volunteering, but that's one of the keys to us is people who help.
Okay. All right, real good, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
And that wraps up this segment here at the commercial building here at the Swift County Fair, and we'll continue with our broadcast here a little later. Back to you.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Jim's Clothing, Fast Threads,
Dawson Tire Company,
Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Bank of Dawson, MVTV Wireless, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sunbank, Dawson Grain, R&T Manufacturing, and Midwest Rivers Insurance, Mitch Gertis. Our broadcasts from the area county fairs this year are brought to you in part by Southwest Insurance, Kerry Harding of Canby, SMI Hydraulics Porter, Texas Best Barbecue, The Dryer Doctors, Montevideo, UFP Miniota, WD Tours, Flescon of Holloway, Clear Pathway Junk Removal, Austin Moen. Schmidt Egg Sales, Sawearable Designs of Appleton. Sandhill Mills, Pete and Brittany Haugen. Purus, Strand Agency of Dawson. Triggerstead Seeds, Warren Triggerstead. Canby Sportsman's Club, and Granite Falls Cenex.
Welcome back to the Swift County Fair here in Appleton. Paul Ramo broadcasting from our Q92 booth here. We're actually located in the commercial building, way on the end, so you got to walk through the whole building. Stop by, register for some nice prizes. We'll be giving away Monday afternoon, and you can stop by and visit. Tell us maybe what your favorite program is on Q92. We love to hear things like that. And Doug Oldman to my left here, a historian, is speaking right now. So that's Doug speaking in the background here. He is fantastic. He's got a great crowd over there talking about Swift County history and Minnesota history. And we'll be talking with Doug here in a little bit as well. But right now we have a very special guest in the studio, and she's all smiles because she is what's called ruler of the oven. Laura Thomas joins me. Laura, congratulations.
Wow, well, thank you so much, Paul.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Sure. Well, I have worked at Prairie 5 since 2018. I'm the director of aging well there. And I moved to Benson in 2019 when I bought my home there. And I didn't have a lot of experience with county fairs growing up. I grew up over in South Dakota, but my family wasn't really into it.
Okay.
So when I moved to Swift County, I heard over and over, Swift County has an amazing fair. The fair is awesome. You've got to check it out. Well, I would come and work at the Prairie 5 booth every year. And I guess it was 2 years ago, I headed over to the restroom and I thought, well, I'm just going to wander through the open class exhibit. And so I looked at some beautiful horticulture exhibits. And then I got to the baked goods section. And I noticed some names of people who had submitted items. And it kind of got me thinking. I said, next year, Laura Thomas, you are going to enter one item. And so
one item.
Well, that's right. Okay. Just kind of see what happens, because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really know what open class meant, anything like that. So last year, it was the Monday of fair week. And one of the volunteers in the Prairie 5 Benson office, her name is Dawn Benson. She's a very prolific baker as well.
Okay.
And she said, well, Laura, you'd mentioned the fair. Are you going to do that? And I thought, oh, I didn't register. I think I'm too late. No, she said, you can still do it. So there's a recipe that I kind of made up, cocoa molasses cookies.
Say that again?
Yes, cocoa molasses cookies.
Okay.
And it was in the unspecified cookie category. And I'll tell you what, they got a red ribbon.
Oh.
It was so thrilling, like to feel like I was really part of the fair.
Yeah.
Like I'd found a way that I could be part of the excitement.
Awesome.
But, Paul, in the back of my mind, I said, this red ribbon is wonderful, but wouldn't it be great to go for a blue ribbon?
Mm.
Oh, I also noticed a kind of a plaque on top of the baking cabinet that said, Ruler of the Oven.
Ruler of the Oven.
Well, that really caught my attention. so you just kind of have some ideas brewing, and winter passes and spring comes along, and then a friend of mine who really enjoys baking, Joanne Schleet, said, well, Laura, what's going on this year with your fair entries? Oh, boy, I thought I better get on that. So I selected some recipes, and there was one category, so the ethnic food category. Most of the designations in there, things like lefse or spritz or, a lot of Scandinavian and German items. So I did my best to choose recipes that I thought would be delicious, would look good, but there was one item that was kind of a toss-up, something I said, I'm going to enter this ethnic foods unspecified. I'm going to submit Turk mosaic pastası.
What?
That is Turkish mosaic cake in Istanbul, Turkey, for many years.
Wow.
And I loved cooking and baking there. And I just said to myself, even if nobody, you know, recognizes this. It doesn't get a second look. I said, this is the item I want to enter because that feels important to me.
Gee, you, yeah, that's amazing.
Well, this is the kind of the part of everything that really touched me the deepest.
Yep.
That Turkish mosaic cake got a purple ribbon.
A purple ribbon.
Yes.
That's the best you can do, right?
Oh, my goodness. It was exciting. So this Turkish mosaic cake,
yep.
It actually, if you cut a slice of it, there's thick, rich, dark chocolate.
Okay.
And then you can see wafers. I use vanilla wafers.
Oh, yeah.
The closest approximation.
Yep.
So it looks kind of like a mosaic design right in that cake. Yeah.
Okay, and it tastes great, I bet.
Oh, huh? My goodness. So rich and delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are the ruler of the oven that's overall?
Well, that's,
so how does this work now?
That's correct. So I believe there are points awarded for each ribbon that a person receives.
Okay, so it's a point system.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. And so I did submit 16 different items.
16?
That's correct. I had some breads, some cookies, and then some bars.
Okay.
Where
did your love of baking start? When you were a little girl? Or what? Or just started?
Well, that's a great question. So, honestly, growing up, I said, I'm never going to learn to cook. I'm never going to learn to bake because I don't want to become someone's domestic servant. So it really wasn't until I was in my 30s and actually living abroad where I saw, wait a minute, this is really enjoyable.
Yep.
And it's sort of become, you know, Sunday's kind of my day in the kitchen where I get meals prepared for the week and do some baking, but I live alone, so I don't have a lot of opportunities to do a lot of baking because I love the baking, but I also love the eating.
Yeah, that's it. Who doesn't like eating? Me. I like eating.
So another thing I guess I was excited about was just setting aside some time to spend in the kitchen enjoying, trying new recipes, perfecting, ones that I had tried before, with the purpose of having things turn out well so that I could enter them. And
awesome.
It's just been a real enjoyable experience.
So what building are you in on the fair? Is it the home ec building over here?
Well, Paul, now you're embarrassing
okay.
me because I'm not quite sure of the name, but it is one that has the open, maybe it says open class on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where the photographs are and the pictures
and
all the food is there.
That's it.
I'm going to come over there and I want you to show me that Turkish bread.
I'd love to.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My birthday is September 24th. It's coming up, so.
Okay. One thing I said to myself is, I don't want anybody to go get the wrong idea about me.
Ask Florida first.
Exactly. No, it's enjoyable and for me, it was a fun way to do something I enjoy and really feel like I'm part of the wonderful Swift County Fair. It really is fun.
I walked over there through there yesterday. There's a lot of baked goods that was entered.
They're sure. It makes a guy hungry.
Yeah, that's right. So you're in the open class baking, and you got the grand prize of... Did you get a plaque or a ruler of the oven, they call it?
So when I'm finished working at the Prairie 5 booth today, I'm going to head on over.
Okay.
Take a picture or two and see what all that entails.
Okay.
I'm not even sure, to be quite honest.
Awesome. Awesome, Laura. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
That's just amazing. Of course, you're going to enter next year, too, right?
Well,
You got to be thinking all about what's going to do next year, right?
So, Paul, when I was young, I really enjoyed counted cross stitch.
Oh.
And I've seen some gorgeous work, like you mentioned, in that same building on the wall. I thought, maybe next year I'll try a sampler or something something different with me. Yeah.
There you go. Good. Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to stop by and see what Laura's talking about, it's in a couple white buildings here right off the commercial building here.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I always ask my people I interview, what's your favorite fair food? You going to say turkey spread? No. What do you like about the Swift County Fair?
Well,
what's your favorite fair food?
I'll tell you where my favorite stop is. That's the bingo tent.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Cheese curds, you never go wrong with those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the pork chop on a stick by the Texas Best Barbecue, and they wrap it in bacon.
Ooh.
Ooh. Melts in your mouth.
Ah. Awesome. Every now and then I catch a whiff of something.
Yeah, it's don't you love county fairs? I just do.
This has become a real summer highlight.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Q92.
Thank you
Appreciate
so much.
It. Laura Thomas, the ruler of the oven. I love that title. I got to figure out who came up with that. So, yeah, come on over to the Swift County Fair. A lot of activities going on all day long. And the fair, last day of the fair is on Sunday. Of course, Saturday night is... There's been a change, as we mentioned. Saturday night, Exile will be here, not Sammy Kershaw. That starts at 9 o'clock in the Chuck Brown Building on Saturday night. And, of course, Saturday afternoon, my favorite, Laura, Swift County Rib Fest.
Mm.
I love ribs.
Oh, yum.
And the craft beer tasting, that starts at 3 o'clock here in Appleton. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Cargill Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Klein Insurance Agency, Lacaparo Farm Bureau, Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Lacaparo Farmers Union, Madison Auto Parts, Madison Bottling, Madison Liquor Store, Montevideo Insurance Center, Old National Bank in Madison, United Prairie Bank, West Central Irrigation, Zielsdorf Auction, Hometown Flooring and Blinds in Hancock, Madison Healthcare, Chippewa County Historical Society, and Schweeters Ford in Montevideo.
The time is 25 minutes past 4 o'clock. Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP FM.